This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. It's time for you to dial in the DJV program. We're here at your service. Jennifer Horn is at your service and on your side, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner at the ready with our social media. Lots of people still focused. I think this will be clearly the number one story of the week when we get to reviewing things with the Talkers Magazine list, the Derek Chauvin. Well, it's not just the Derek Chauvin case. It's what's going on around it. A lot of black lawmakers, Jennifer, out on the stump, calling the conviction the right step in achieving justice. A lot of grandstanding going on here, that's for sure. And then there's meaningful conversation as well. So the issue is, or maybe the challenge is, to separate the wheat from the chaff and to get beyond a lot of baloney that's coming from politicians and that ilk, and a lot of people on radio and television as well who are full of their old, my father used to say, full of old shoes, which is, I guess I translate today into what comes out of the rear end of my cows. It's okay, how much conversation do we need to have about this? How much do we want to have about it? And I think maybe the most important thing from my perspective at the point where we are, is what will happen in an appeal. Is there any way, shape, or form that an appeal could be successful? Under what scenario could an appeal be successful? I think we've thought about this a little bit, and we've had pretty much all of us the same reaction, but we're not lawyers, we're not in the system, we just think, oh my God, look at this, it's so incontrovertible, how could they ever, you know, come up with an appeal? But stranger things have happened.
Well, I think really it's not based on the evidence at all that they could apply for an appeal, and they will, I'm sure. Right now, in the next couple of weeks, you're going to have post-trial motions filed by the defense, and then eventually they will probably, I mean, we don't know that this is for sure, but we can imagine that they will try the appeal process. And the argument is not about the evidence that was presented or any of that. It's about what circumstances the jury was held under, essentially. There were a lot of people, and I think I'm pretty sure that we all agree that the jury should have been sequestered just to protect your verdict for this reason. It's mm-hmm. not about trying to change their mind or about trying to remove them from their lives, but it is difficult to appeal a ruling in this country, but it can be done based on outside influences. So here's what they're saying. They're saying that the settlement at the very beginning of the trial given from the city to the Floyd family, as to the jury had just been seated, it was like $27 million settlement, that could have influenced the jury. The fact that the jury, to come to work every day, had to go through an autonomous zone. Right across the street from the courthouse is George Floyd Square, which is this place that's been taken over, a street where he lost his life, and most of the jurors are traveling by that to get to their job every single day to sit on the jury. Does that impact their decision? The pressure from outside sources. It's not just Maxine Waters, but everybody who felt that if people were not hiding this, that if the jury, quote, reached the wrong verdict, they'd burn it down. And there was a real threat. I mean, we can't pretend that that didn't exist. People were saying that they were going to burn down not only Minneapolis, but American cities around the country. That's why most police departments were on tactical alert as the verdict was read, because there was that threat. So to what avail did that impact the jury? So after the post-trial motions, then what will happen is that the defense will hire, like, private investigators, and they'll go out and they will talk to members of the jury who will talk with them, and they'll say, did you feel any pressure to come to the verdict that you did? Now, everything's golden if they say no. It was the abundance of evidence. It wasn't anything about the outside. Then the chance for appeal is significantly decreased. But if they can find a juror, one of them, that's all they need, that says, yeah, there was some outside pressure, and yes, I was aware of some of these stories or some of these statements that people were making, that would provide the path forward for appeal for Chauvin. And it's, you know, it's not hard to imagine. I don't envy that job of that jury. No. It was ridiculously stressful. But what if they say, they felt pressure from other jurors? How does that work?
I'm sure.
I mean, that's the thing. Any intimidation, if a juror is ready to come forward and say, I felt intimidated to vote in a certain way, I think that that would probably be helpful to the appeal process.
Yeah. There's a lot of that stuff. You think about what the moving parts here, the pieces of the pie that have gone into creating the situation which we find ourselves discussing today. One of the things that I find, one of the great things about having so many people, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, everybody brings a different message, a bit of different information, more so that it can be considered here. One of them, one of the bits and pieces over the last 24 hours that I saw was the footage of the death itself, and a statement by the police department that was very contrary to what has come out as the facts. And that report, when it was filed, has now been deleted from the police department. So where did that report go? Nobody seems to know. It was the original interpretation by the police of what really that footage showed. And so that's on the website.
I don't know where that went, but the most powerful, I mean, I don't even know if that matters. You had the chief of police in Minneapolis come out and testify that one of his officers went outside of their training and acted inappropriately and acted too aggressively. So I don't even know if that matters. If it's, I mean, who knows what the process is when you have, I mean, that was one of the elements of the case. And I think maybe one of the most powerful, I remember we talked about it here. That was one of the most powerful pieces of testimony in my mind for the prosecution. Was the police chief who turns against one of his officers and the medical examiner who physically examined George Floyd. Those are the two people. I mean, anybody who had something to do with it, otherwise everyone else can be written off as a paid gun. And so I think that you had two really powerful pieces of evidence here. And just one more thing before we talk about the appeal. The thing that frustrates me so much is that, and this is what's frustrating. We have the justice system working here, right? I think there's not a person on the planet, I think, that would argue about the verdict or the outcome that the jury came to. But what can put that in jeopardy is all the stuff that people are saying running at the mouth. The Maxine Waters of the world, even President Biden, and this is where we talked yesterday, and I know, Victoria, you and I were like going back and forth about this. It's inappropriate to have these people who should know better that they don't want to muddy the waters. Let this be a victory. Let this stand as a victory. Don't be self-sabotaging where something that you want, that you're celebrating, is going to be ruined because you can't wait 12 hours, 24 hours.
But it does matter. Maxine Waters was so out of line. We agree on that. Maxine Waters was just, she was an idiot, and she was so out of line.
She also had total wrong information
about the first-degree murder charge. He wasn't even charged with that. She was moronic on a lot of levels. But with Biden, though, he specifically said he'd waited to comment until the jury had gone into deliberations. That is a technicality that a lot of lawyers have said that was the right thing to do if he was going to make an opinion. It had to be after the jury, after everybody had rested and the jury was deliberating. So he really can't be blamed and put in the same category as Maxine Waters.
There are a lot of people, though, who, well, it's, look, I don't think he's in the same category. He didn't break curfew and he didn't go out there asking them to meet a stipulation that they could never meet. But I think it was dumb for him to do that because it's just another piece of ammunition that can be used because while the jury is sequestered, they still are talking to each other. They still are coming into contact with people at their hotel. They are still going in and out of a center every single day. The possibility that that could somehow be corrupted when the President of the United States is commenting on your trial, it just didn't need to happen. And that's the point. It didn't.
Well, everybody should be quiet no matter what until this was all over. What I'm curious about now is whether that was part of everybody's regular routine before this all started. Has life begun to return to normal in Minneapolis? The businesses aren't worried about getting burned down. People are going back to their
old... No, I don't think so. It's still very hot there right now. I mean, you've got the Dante Wright shooting. People are saying that this verdict is not enough. I mean, I don't quite understand that point of view, but that's
not
what
enough.
People are saying. If you look at...
Well, meaning the work can't stop there, and I agree with that.
if you look at the George Floyd Square, apparently there's some special instructions for white people who enter the area. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, but if you're a white person and you want to go pay your respects to the place where George Floyd was murdered, there's a whole set of rules that you have to abide by in order to do that. So, yeah.
All right. So let's move.
It's just more divisive, I think.
Yeah. There's a video, and there are 911 calls that are shedding new light on the police shooting of that youngster, the 16-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio, whether that just adds to the fuel to the fire. And then there's this North Carolina deputy who shot and killed a black man while he was executing a search warrant. Now there's an outcry from all the people down there. There were a bunch of people that gathered at the scene. They demanded accountability. And so this goes on every day. It's like every single day there's another person shot by a police person. And at some point, sensitivity gets in. Or is it just we're finding out that there are a lot of black criminals and they all, you know, the police think, okay, well, the best defense is to shoot them.
This is what I was saying the other day, and that is that there's a lot of editorializing that's going on in the news media. They're only telling you about certain cases
anymore. It's not even the news media anymore. It's the opinion media. So where do we get our fact? You questioned that the other day. So we talk about the news. The talk radio countdown show is about the news talk radio discussions of the week. And yet, where do we get our news? And if somebody gets it from this source that's on the right, and another one gets it from that source on the left. So how the hell do you really know what's going on? Really and truly. I sometimes shake my head at the end of the day wondering, what was this all about? What did we really help people understand? And do we really know what we're talking about?
I use a lot of sources. I mean, every single day I go to, as far as news, I listen to MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News. I have to go to multiple sources when I'm looking at print and online sources. And then you have to read, you have to be smart and be a critical thinker. When you look at the story and you see how they're written, there's so much deception that's written into stories. You have to be able to pick it out. And
you want
to
know what the
most... a lot of people have the full-time job to do that, you know?
It's, okay, so here's the latest one for you to think about, laugh about, whatever it is, and then we'll pause. The astronomical community, not the gastronomical, but astronomers, have found a new collection of black holes. And one of their group has said, well, maybe we shouldn't call them black holes anymore. We should come up with a different name instead of, because black holes is prejudicial. All right, there you go. Think about that one.
I mean, I understand, you know, I respect that the person is trying to be sensitive, but, like, even black people would be like, come on, that's too much.
18 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off
That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's 23 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner here with What's Trending, What's Happening. Here's the L.A. Lakers superstar LeBron James making it to the top of the heap in this hour. Why is that, Jay?
Well, in a now-deleted tweet, he said, he tweeted out, all capital letters, "You're next," with the hashtag accountability, including the photo of the rookie police officer who shot the 16-year-old in Columbus, Ohio. He has since taken that down. So many people were looking at it as a threat, mm-hmm. and a firestorm arose on Twitter. People were coming at him, and he took that down, posted something new, and said that he's just so tired of seeing black people killed by police. Quote, unquote, "I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate. This isn't about one officer. It's the entire system, and they always use our words to create more racism. I'm so desperate for more accountability." End quote.
I think that's...
And then he also added, "Anger doesn't do any of us what any about... good, including myself."
Yeah. I mean, how are we not paying attention to the fact that this woman was knifing another black woman? Can we not say that this was...
Did you see the video of this, by the way? I saw the video last night for the first
time.
Did you see that?
That's where my question is, too. I mean, I feel like that police officer definitely saved the girl that was in
pink. Of course.
But yeah. I also have questions of, was there any scenario or any type of training that could have resulted in the other teen's arrest instead of her death? That's where my question is.
Right. It did not have to lead to her death.
Is that I don't think
this
that was
is
a
an
race,
officer.
Racism.
No,
thing.
This is an officer who is trying to save a life, and now people are marching against him. And LeBron James, who sits and supports the Chinese government that are killing people in concentration camps, comes out and wants accountability for this guy. It was just so. It's
how
so
does
excited,
he survive?
And it
Tell
does
me
nothing
on that.
But tick people.
I want to know about that. What is he doing with the Chinese government?
He takes money from Nike. He takes money from Nike from their Chinese contract with them, and he's made like $35 million.
Well, the NBA
just this year
is huge
alone.
In China. So
It's not just LeBron, but it's every player in the NBA.
But
if he wants accountability for his officers, and I want accountability for the fact that he's taking money from a communist government, then let's talk about accountability there. Why is he doing that? They're killing.
Why is the NBA? But the NBA wouldn't exist without that money. I mean, the NBA is
Oh, okay.
The NBA, look, Major League Baseball, football, all of these other sports, hockey, can all exist without taking money from China. The NBA can exist. You can't tell me that the NBA would not exist if they didn't take money from
China. It wouldn't have
the
profit margins that it has. I'm not saying, look, I'm not, I don't care if they ever played in China again. I don't care at all. But the NBA, which is a league that, you know, typically I think we tend to look favorably upon them. They don't allow anybody to kneel, so, you know, a lot of people are in favor of that. The NBA has everybody buttoned up for COVID. But, you know, for whatever reason, the NBA insists on having this contract with China because China brings in billions of dollars.
Well, I didn't know that. I guess that escaped my radar. Now that I hear that, I would want to
have. They play exhibition games over there.
Yeah.
There's a big contract.
You know what? I don't want to do anything to help the Chinese government do anything. We shouldn't be taking this money.
It's not just Nike. It's any apparel company. That more
are they making their shoes in China, Nike? Or are they making them in Vietnam?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Cambodia?
I don't know. But the Chinese.
Did you say yes, Jennifer?
Yes, they're making. Nike makes their shoes in China. Yes.
So why is anybody buying shoes made in China? Hello, are you a good American?
That,
I think it's going to come
sure
down
to. I'm sure that we all have shoes.
Are you
that are
a
made
good American?
China.
If you're a good American, you better not be buying stuff to help to the Chinese government.
Well, that's part of the problem. Is we have to eliminate that connection, and
yeah, that's
the NBA
be the
is unwilling to do
everybody
it.
Everybody wants to talk about who's a patriot, and they overuse that word. Some of these phony baloney right wing. They go, oh, I'm a patriot. Yeah, okay, what are you wearing on your feet? Oh, I got these great Nike sneakers. Where are they made? China. Yeah, you're a patriot? Bunk them. No, that doesn't have it at all. That's
I just looked up the numbers. It's less than I thought, but one-third of all Nike shoes are made in China.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't wear any Nike stuff anyway, but sure as hell wouldn't wear it now. Then what about all the shirts, all the hats and everything else? Where's that made?
And
that
to add this, and this is interesting.
Probably.
The Washington Post reports that the Uyghurs, which are the people who are put in concentration camps in China, are
they're
pushed
to
work
make
in that
stuff.
Shoe factory
yeah.
that Nike really? Owns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. There we go. Congratulations, those of you who have Nike shoes on. Think of that. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on your pets. If this is a scenario in your home where your dog is constantly scratching and you're starting to scratch, there are things you can do. As far as prevention goes, I found that fleas are much less likely to attack a dog or cat who's in good health and has a healthy skin and coat. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may be beneficial as well. And when it comes to treatment, you might want to speak to your veterinarian about treatment, but also don't just go to the pet store and buy all the stuff on the shelf because a lot of them are toxic. They have a lot of chemicals. Try to approach fleas in a natural way. And if you want to find out if your dog or cat has fleas, here's my test. Roll them around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And I don't believe in flea collars for dogs or cats, but get a flea collar, cut it up, put it into your vacuum cleaner bag. So when you vacuum the house and you vacuum up those fleas and flea eggs, they're not going to get out and reinfest your pet or your home. I promise that's the way to do it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate summit featured more than 40 heads of state and other world and business leaders on Thursday.
The health of communities throughout the world depends on it. The well-being of our workers depends on it. The strength of our economies depends on it. The countries that take decisive action now to create the industries of the future will be the ones that reap the economic benefits of the clean energy boom that's coming.
The goal of the summit is to spur more ambitious emissions reductions through non-binding commitments. The House of Representatives voted 216 to 208 on Thursday to pass a bill that would grant statehood to Washington, D.C. It's the second year in a row that Democrats-controlled House had voted to recognize D.C. as the 51st state. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces minimal chance of reaching the 60 votes necessary to send a law. We are USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Russia's defense minister on Thursday ordered troops back to their permanent bases following massive drills in Crimea. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support.
The United States and NATO alliance has said that the Russian buildup near Ukraine was the largest since 2014. In another huge first, machines made by humans made oxygen on Mars. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover has successfully used its MOXIE instrument and generated oxygen from the thin carbon dioxide-dominated atmosphere in Mars for the first time ever. Converting the Martian atmosphere in order to generate oxygen may actually help astronauts explore the red planet someday. The ability for MOXIE to generate oxygen from the Martian atmosphere will make a path to create and store oxygen on Mars. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the big show. It's the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the biggest of them all is me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm kind of being facetious. I'm reminded of, I was looking at some stories about Rush Limbaugh and how he was always over the top and how people liked it. And then when other people sort of take on that same persona, they don't like it. And it's the reason for that is simple, that one person should be identified as having one bit of talent or something that separates him or her from the rest of the crowd. And when other people start doing it or saying it, it becomes disingenuous. One person, especially in the radio world, the idea is to have unique personalities. The radio that I grew up with, Jennifer, the radio your father grew up with, Jay, the radio your father grew up with, it is, and I'm not excluding Victoria, but Jennifer's father's in radio,
no, my parents
Jay's
are
father's
music
in
people. They're not talk radio people. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So the idea of these personalities that were bigger than life, there was a documentary about Alan Berg
who happened to work at KOA in Denver. It's been on the air, a lot of the focus on skinheads and the Nazis and stuff, and so a lot of time is being spent on analyzing what the history is of those people in this country. And it happened that our own Bob Klopfenstein, who's my general manager and overseer of all things Doug, was the program director of KOA in Denver when Alan Berg worked there. And he was killed by these people who, because of his positions on the air. He was one of, and he came in an era when there were really unique people on the radio. I dare say there's very little going on in the world of radio that one would describe, use the adjective unique. There's so much sameness. It's the same lingo, the same talking points, the same baloney. So when something different comes along, like we, the people in the business, refer to this program as the other show because it's not like everything else. We're all very individual. The fact that we collectively have all come together because we are very unique individuals, but we all sort of blend well together. I'm not much of a person who believes in chance. I think that things happen because they're supposed to happen. Jennifer's here because she's supposed to be. Certainly Victoria is, and Jay. We're all blended. And I have been in this, the arena for 50 some odd years, and I've always been considered someone who's on the outside because I am different. I don't mind being different. The girls laugh about me. My daughter says, Daddy, you're so strange. It's okay.
I tease you a lot, but I love that you're different.
Well, but I don't want to. Who the hell wants to be like everybody else?
No,
I sure don't want to be. I don't want to sound like anybody else. I don't want to be looked upon. And that's the part of the business that I'm in now, that I've been in, that is so troubling, because if you don't sort of belong to the club, or you don't walk in lockstep with the ideas of the other people that may be getting air time or ink, and then you are considered an outsider, and, you know, it's dangerous to have somebody on who's different. Good God, where are we going? And a lot of that stuff plays on whatever it is we're talking about. You know, I was criticizing politicians earlier for the way they're all in lockstep. Oh, yeah, this is just the beginning, the Derek Chauvin thing. You four-flushing phony BSers, you're just there because it's a way to get attention. The people working in the trenches to really have an impact or make a difference, nobody knows who they are. They don't know their names. They're just there working. And then you got these ridiculous people like Al Sharpton, just completely, just irresponsibly ridiculous. So anyway, I'm off on my tune. I've had that on my mind since looking at some of the responses, and it's not different.
Just to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
How is Al Sharpton, how are you praising Rush Limbaugh for saying the most ridiculous, horrible, awful things?
I didn't praise
him,
no.
No, but I never said that.
But
you give him space
I
Sharpton
give him space
to
because
thing.
He did a lot for the radio business, and he did a lot to get people to think.
Okay, but why wouldn't
Al Sharpton
doesn't have
an original thought in his brain?
Doesn't matter, though. He's still an over-the-top personality that people respond to. So why
are
they different?
You and I will differ. You and I will differ.
But I'm asking you, why is that different?
I just
told
you. He's a grandstanding phony.
And Rush Limbaugh wasn't? Well, I disagree with that.
Well, I know you do. And so the
argument
will go nowhere.
Wait a second.
Isn't
it okay to have opinions about certain people? I mean, I think it just, you know, Doug's not saying that Al Sharpton needs to just go away or be silenced. Regardless of whether you're talking about, if you're talking about Rush Limbaugh or you're talking about Al Sharpton, both of those people said really crazy things that shocked a lot of people, and that's what they do. They are
provocateurs. Right, exactly.
They're provocateurs in a way, and sometimes you're going to say, okay, are they, you know, maybe you can make an argument one is more damaging to another than another. Maybe you make an argument that one has more space than the other. In any case, it's not about censoring them, but I think, you know, you can call out.
No, and don't get me wrong. I let Limbaugh know this. I was very angry with the outcome of what he said about Sandra Fluke. It ruined my business. It ruined the business for a long time of talk radio, and he never took responsibility for it. Never said he was sorry.
And as a reminder, in case people don't know what that meant, he said all women who take the birth control pill are sluts and whores.
Yeah.
And
that
changed.
Changed.
You're supporting censorship, though. like that your business
No, I'm not.
Because
listen,
your business,
I said something
your
on
business,
the air the last hour
this.
That some people will think is crazy.
Your business was not ruined because of Rush Limbaugh. Your business was ruined because of censorship. That's why your business was ruined. It wasn't.
Well, it was the way it was taken, right? It was the way it was taken. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. That's a pretty accurate way of looking at it. But the other side of it, everybody looked to Limbaugh as a leader. And so when that happened and, you know, there was silence everywhere, there were some who thought
right,
that if he had
canceled.
Said something, it would have changed
but
the outcome of the cancellations from advertisers who didn't want to be associated with that kind of thing.
But the point is that you didn't say anything. You were canceled because you were on a radio station that Rush Limbaugh was on. So what really destroyed people's business is not what Rush Limbaugh said. It was people's overreaction to what he said. Right?
Yeah. I'd say it was an overreaction. Yeah,
of
I mean,
course.
He ought to be able to, even if he comes across as sounding like someone that came from the world of Neanderthals with a statement like that, it still is something that we cherish, that we love about our countries, that we can say, oh, we used to be able to say what we wanted to say,
right.
And it would the chips would fall where they may. You can't do
That's
that anymore. You can't
America's
do that
the solution.
Anymore. Yeah.
America is the solution, not the problem. It's the people that corrupt it. So the fact is that in America we should be protected by saying whatever we want to say, no matter what side of the aisle we're on, we should have that protection. But it's we've come to realize that we don't.
There's way too much control on what people say and think, even though we all abhor. This is where it started. The conversation here started with the skinheads, me talking about what happened to Alan Berg in Denver, 20-some-odd years ago. And so, you know, that stuff is still alive and well, no question about that. All right, let's talk a little bit about this company in Connecticut that got $1 billion from the feds to supply an essential syringe for the vaccine rollout, but yet not one single syringe has been made. It hasn't had any approvals. It's just this company sits there with this money. So what did you find out about it, Victoria?
Well, I did not know about this story until you mentioned it. So NBC News ran with a story about exactly what you just described, that this company was awarded $1.3 billion.
Apiject, it's called. A-P-I-J-E-C-T, yep.
Yep, Apiject. They make pre-filled syringe. According to the NBC story, this company makes single-dose pre-filled syringes. The U.S. government has a contract supporting...
Like the type you get with you get a shot. It's pre-filled.
Right.
You take it out of the thing and stick it in your arm. Yeah.
Right. So Apiject has responded now to these reports because the NBC report came out and then other people picked it up. Apiject says, and I have no horse in this race, but this is their response, that they were not awarded $1.3 billion. They were awarded $138 million by the Department of Defense and up to $13 million by Health and Human Services. They also then say they do not make syringes. They make a system capable of making pre-filled syringes with
what?
The drug being filled. This is their wording. They don't make syringes. They make a system capable of making pre-filled syringes with the drug being filled at the same moment as the container in the pre-filled syringe. Yeah.
Whoever that company should run for office.
Yeah, this is good. This is a good press release PR.
Oh, my
God. So then they said that they are an on-demand manufacturing system. There is no inventory, so the pre-filled syringes are not missing. And they're referring to the where are the syringes. Pre-filled syringes are made and filled in one step. And then they say that they got that this is essentially that they've done everything they were supposed to do. It was delivered on schedule to serve America and the global need for vaccine injections. Essentially, they said a whole lot of nothing. We still don't really know what the truth is.
Yeah.
But they said that NBC made up all this and that they got the facts wrong.
Right. They did it for what reason? Why would they?
I love the line. We don't make syringes. We make a system capable of making syringes. What does that even mean?
Yeah. Like I said, whoever's running the company should be running for public office.
This is some good legal speak, yeah.
What's the story with the restaurant industry? Do we know now the rebounding is taking place, at least around where I am? And I know that looking at the stats here over the past year, the restaurant industry apparently has lost $250 billion. Not a quarter of a billion, but $250 billion. Yeah, a quarter of $1 trillion in sales.
Yeah.
And is it coming back? Are we transitioning enough? Are we redeveloping that business? Is it not hopefully like the theater business where we're losing some of the theater chains? I know a lot of local restaurants have collapsed, but then others have done very well with home delivery. They did a good job of marketing. They were smarter. They were better run. So are we rewarding the ones that didn't have good management by giving them more money? I guess that's one of the questions, because there's still money out there, you know. You can still get PPP loans. You can still get EIDL loans. And so how do you apply the thinking or the judgment on who gets the money after a year of understanding what it takes to survive and what happens if you don't have the management to survive or the wherewithal? A lot of it has to do with how much money you got in the bank. That's true. So I don't know where we all are.
You know, yeah, I don't know, and I don't think we're going to know what the real numbers are until, I would say, a year from now.
Maybe.
You know, next spring we might be able to look back on this year to see how 2021 really handled the restaurant business and what hand it dealt them. But the restaurants, I live in a tourist community, in a little area where it's very touristy, and the restaurants were only at 50% capacity here in New Jersey, but the restaurants are at full capacity. So the restaurants that have stayed open seem to be, and, you know, we are friendly with a lot of the restaurant people who are, you know, who own and work in the restaurants around us in our little village, and they all say business is booming at 50% capacity. So they're still not making as much of a profit as they normally would, but the lights are on and they're still able to pay staff. So that's a good thing.
And here's another wrinkle on the same thing. We talk about restaurants, and mostly we're talking about the city and suburbs and stuff. But as you know, I focus a lot of my conversation on the air here on this program because of my background as a farmer. But I also do a syndicated program that's on every weekend and a podcast called The American Family Farmer. And you can get the show on many of the same stations that carry this program, but also podcast available every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And one of the things that I see here that is important for us to understand is how much difficulty there is for people who are living in rural America to pay their rent. 48 past the hour, folks.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Remember, you can reach out to him and connect with him, get answers to your questions at 352-735-1400. All right, so the first question has to do with what happens when you have had COVID. There are some people who are saying that I still feel badly. There are some common lingering symptoms after you've had a COVID attack. What are they? What should people expect?
Let's talk about long haulers syndrome, this has been called, and the treatment, the monoclonal antibody treatment, is effective against the variants so far. That's really good information. But there's this long haulers where you just continue to have some symptoms long after the time period you think you should have gotten all better. Here are the symptoms. Loss of smell, loss of taste, shortness of breath, and fatigue are the four most common symptoms that people report, Doug, 8 months after a mild case of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Approximately 1 in 10 people experience at least one moderate to severe symptom that negatively affect the quality of their life. So this is lingering symptoms in this study that appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. We know that in probably about 25% of people go into the hospital with severe COVID-19, they have lingering symptoms. But the news this week is that about 10% of people who have mild symptoms, almost minimal symptoms, you know, they think this is nothing, actually 1 in 10 of those have symptoms, loss of smell, loss of taste, shortness of breath, and or fatigue, at least one of them. up to 8 months after their mild case of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And even if you young, previously healthy, a mild COVID-19 infection may result in long-term consequences. This was the conclusion of the report published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. This is just another reason to think about vaccinating, why I'm more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine. Because a lot of people, young, healthy, getting mild disease, just thought, oh, this is nothing, we'll get over it. But now we learn that long haul is occurring 1 in 10 in people with mild, otherwise healthy, thinking this is a minimal illness. This virus is unlike any other respiratory virus we've ever seen. It's unpredictable. It's not friendly. We got to get rid of it. Get vaccinated unless there's a reason. Talk to your doctor if you have any concern about it. I just tell you, I got mine. My daughter got hers this week, her first shot.
All right. Next up in the question board, the question, you're a cardiologist, so what's this deal with widely used blood pressure medicines and they're raising the risk of skin cancer? That seems like kind of a strange combination.
Right. This comes out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal this week that most people are familiar with common sun protection advice, Doug, at least down here in Florida we all are,
yeah.
From wearing and reapplying sunscreen to putting on a hat. But this new study finds that for people who take thiazide diuretic blood pressure medications, this is just one type of the many different classes or families of medications that we have to choose from to treat people with high blood pressure. This is a diuretic. It's a specific type of diuretic called a thiazide diuretic. HCTZ, hydrochlorothiazide, is the most common one. And the advice about protecting yourself from the sun becomes even more critical because thiazide diuretic blood pressure medication can increase your sensitivity to the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a word to the wise. You know, I've got a few seconds left here. Somebody wanted to know why the number of people who have overdosed has increased during the pandemic. Why would people be going back to opioids?
Well, multiple reasons, but certainly depression, stress, anxiety is super high right now because of the pandemic, and the mental health profession right now is so overly busy right now, and this would be my first reason to think about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's lots to think about. Exercise, getting through. A lot of people are concerned about not having, they don't have the energy they used to. Maybe it's something you create on your own. Think about it that way. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJB Health.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.